One of the most requested guests on the Ari Hoffman Show is always Mike Sullen from the Seattle Police Officers Guild, because people love him. People know he fights for law and order. People know he fights for justice. Well, his term at the Seattle Police Officers Guild is now over, and he's looking for his next phase of life, and he has decided to run for Pierce County Council, District Number 7. And he joins us now on the Warrior Injury Law Studio line. Mike, how you doing, man?
Ari, great to be back with you, my man.
It's great to have you. It's great to have you here. I got to say, it's really just wonderful to have you on the show. And tell me why you decided to go to Pierce County. I mean, you used to live in Seattle. You moved out of Seattle because of the activists. Tell us how this happened.
Well, yeah. I mean, as you know, I had about 100 people, the mob, march in my private home in West Seattle. That was not comfortable. And it was completely unreasonable. So, and I've always been fond of Pierce County. We loved it down here when we visited. Thought it was an outstanding community. So I moved my family down here because it's a safe place. And the community, in our view, is top-notch. But since we've been here almost 5 years now, and being immersed in somewhat of politics plaguing King County and then Pierce County, I'm witnessing our elected leaders here in Pierce County not really listen to the constituents that voted them into office. And I'm seeing a trend where taxation is out of control, fiscal irresponsibility. There's no respect for the tax dollar, and the voices are not being heard. And so, you know, I put my personal information in a trust to protect my identity so I wouldn't have a mob march on my home where my kids are inside. And because, as you know, that's good security measures, not just common sense everyday citizen, but also as a police officer, because we get threatened a lot. And, well, given how much I've seen this county gravitate towards those unreasonable policies and fiscal irresponsibility, my wife and I talked about going public and trying to do something about it by running for elected office to stop what appears to be a progressive shift, a leftist agenda that is unreasonable. It's void of common sense. And I'm the guy that is supporting reasonableness and common sense and leadership. And that's what I hear when I talk to people in this community, is that that's what they desperately need from their elected leaders, and I'm going to provide it.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that they're clearly scared of you, and they're clearly worried you're going to upset the apple cart, because aren't they already trying to keep you off the ballot?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I filed for candidacy May 4th, and I never went public. I was keeping things in the down low because I wanted to watch what was going to happen, and sure enough, I got an email the day before the deadline to file your candidacy, and it says your candidacy has been rejected because you did not meet charter language. And what that meant was is that you had to have a year of residency and voter registration. Well, I had no problem proving more than a year of residency. We've almost been here 5 years. But it was this voter registration gray wording that I thought was laughable, and it's my, at least what I know so far, is that somebody influenced somebody at the elected leadership side of things, and my name was pulled from candidacy. So I think they thought I was going to just roll over and give up. Well, Ari, as you know, that's not in my DNA, and I sued them, and I won. And in fact, that civil suit changed charter language that's been in existence since the 80s. And so these people think that they can bully me into submission. Well, no. The ways of the old are over. The ways of not listening to your constituents are over. And it's time to bring back reasonableness, common sense, fiscal responsibility, and more importantly, public safety to the people of District 7 in Pierce County, because I'm told, and I feel it, that they've had enough of not being listened to, and the disrespect to their tax dollars is through the roof. So I'm going to do something about it. I'm not going to be swayed or bullied out of this election. I'm going to do it with moderation, listening to people, taking their feedback, and connecting with the voters. And I think that they're desperate to hear that at the county level.
Yeah, I would agree. And this is the same nonsense they tried to do to you in Seattle. If you're just joining us, we are talking with our friend Mike Solon, who is now running for Pierce County Council. That's right. He's going to bring law and order back to Pierce County. So aside from the public safety kind of stuff, what else is at the top of your agenda? Give us two or three items that you're going to focus on when you get elected.
Well, number one, it's public safety, buddy. That's the number one thing, because unincorporated Pierce County has least amount of deputies per capita in the entire state of Washington, and we're the third largest county. It's unacceptable. Areas of the peninsula, the Key Peninsula in particular, there's only 18 deputies, 220 square miles. And some of those times, we don't have enough cops to answer the 911 call. So people feel unsafe. The second is, you know, we've got some significant spending problems here, and the taxation and the use of that money isn't really registering. And I think it's tied to the public safety dilemma of what programs are not working. And I'm going to look at what programs are and then consult with other council members to see what we can cut to save money to then move into fair land use rights for the constituents. And then also we have some aging infrastructure, particularly the Fox Island Bridge, which is failing. It's astonishing to me that they're talking about who's they. The elected leaders right now are talking about assessing the people who live on Fox Island to pay for this bridge or having a toll. And granted, there's only about 1,000 people on Fox Island, but that's a significant amount of pressure when they want more money for something that the government didn't budget for, but they knew that this bridge was failing and needed to be replaced. So for me, they're not being logical in their spending habits, and they're not preparing for the future. So what I just mentioned are the goals of what should be the goals of government, the basic foundation levels: public safety, infrastructure, tax spending. What are you doing with it, and are you preparing for the future for those rainy days that come, i.e. a bridge that is in fail mode? And we need to be replace it and be fiscally responsible to prepare for these inevitabilities.
Mike, if people want to volunteer for you, if they want to donate to your campaign, what's the best way for them to do so?
Best way to go is the Solon for Pierce. That's S-O-L-A-N for Pierce, F-O-R-P-I-E-R-C-E.com. You can find us on social media as well. SolonForPierce.com. Sign up for the newsletters, volunteer, and please donate. Because I can tell you the energy coming from my opponents, they've already tried to remove me from the ballot, scrape me off of being able to run, and I beat them hands down, and a judge said it agreed with me. But people need to get involved, because the money piece of this is going to be pretty significant. I've already been painted as an extremist, as you know, Ari, for years in Seattle, because I didn't go along to get along. But I was successful at the negotiation table, getting two positive contracts with the men and women of the Seattle Police Department. And I'm proud of that effort. And I'm going to continue that advocacy in moderation, in common sense and reasonableness. And if I'm painted as an extremist, well, then I guess we're all extremists if we want those basic three things. And I welcome all the smoke. And I can't thank you enough for having me on. And I just need people to vote. You got to vote. And I don't want people to feel defeated. I also feel as if people don't feel as if they're being heard by their elected leaders. They're not being heard at all. And so then their energy, their motivation to do something about it wanes. And they feel this defeatist attitude. Well, not with this campaign. This is going to be positive energy. It's going to be respectful. It's going to be a moderate. And I can tell you, you have a voice in me. I'm going to stand for you.
That's Mike Solon. He's running for Pierce County Council. He should have your vote. He should have your donations. He should have your support. He should have your volunteer efforts. Mike Solon, best of luck to you, buddy. We'll be following. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Good man, Ari. Thank you, sir.
We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.